This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Nick Kelly. A donor conference for Syria, at which $9 billion of aid is being sought, opens in London today. One day after UN-sponsored talks aimed at ending the Syrian civil war broke down, Britain has announced it will provide $1.75 billion to be spent in Syria and neighbouring countries. James Robbins has the details.
The need to raise billions of pounds for Syrians forced to flee their homes could hardly be more acute. But the planning for many years to come is a sign that few expect any early end to a war about to enter its sixth year. David Cameron says he's setting a good example to dozens of other countries who will be urged to pledge money throughout a day-long conference in Westminster. Much will be spent on long-term rehousing, schooling and employment for refugees who remain in neighbouring countries.
More than 2,000 police officers will be on duty today in the German city of Cologne during its annual carnival celebrations. It's the first major public event there since New Year, when scores of women were sexually assaulted and robbed in attacks largely blamed on migrants. The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he will leave the Ecuadorian embassy in London and accept arrest if a United Nations panel dismisses his complaint against Britain. Mr. Assange says the Geneva-based UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention will publish its decision on his case on Friday. Jane Francis Kelly reports.
Julian Assange has not been charged with any offence, but he has been sought for questioning in Sweden in relation to sexual assault allegations made against him by two women. He has denied any wrongdoing and has been living at the Ecuadorian embassy since June 2012, after being granted asylum by its government. He claims the allegations are part of an attempt to have him extradited to the United States over the leaking on the internet of sensitive diplomatic cables. He has said in a tweet if he loses the case against the UK and Sweden, he will leave the embassy at 12 noon on Friday and hand himself over to the British police.
Jane Francis Kelly. Greek trade unions are staging a 24-hour general strike on Thursday in protest at planned reforms of the country's pension and social security systems. Nick Thorpe reports from Athens.
Organisers from public and private sector trade unions hope this will be one of the biggest strikes of recent times in Greece. Public transport, ferries and even taxi drivers are due to stop work, in most cases for 24 hours, but in some for 48. Most schools are expected to stay closed and hospitals will only provide emergency services. Newspapers struck on Wednesday but returned to work today to report on the strike. The leftist government of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says it has no choice but to push ahead with the unpopular pension reform.
World News from the BBC. The President of China, Xi Jinping, has called for faster economic and military reform. Speaking ahead of the Lunar New Year, Mr. Xi said inefficient factories should be closed and investment should be directed towards new, greener industries. He added that greater emphasis should be placed on innovation and developing the service economy. The Brazilian President, Dilma Rousseff, has called on the country's citizens to work together to try to eliminate the mosquito that transmits the Zika virus. In a national television address, Ms. Rousseff urged Brazilians to join more than 200,000 soldiers in 9 days' time to carry out a mass clean-up of homes, offices and areas where the insects breed, especially pools of stagnant water.
Convoco cada de vocês.
I call for each one of you to fight together against the spread of the Zika-transmitting mosquito. This virus that recently became present in Brazil and in Latin America is no longer a distant nightmare and has become a real menace to the homes of all Brazilians.
The Japanese carmaker Honda is to recall more than 2 million cars in North America because of continuing problems with airbags. All the cars will be refitted because of a flaw in airbags manufactured by the Japanese company Takata. One of its chemicals has been found to degrade over time. It's been blamed for 11 deaths around the world. And 30 foreign card players, including an 84-year-old Dutch woman, are to appear in court in southern Thailand today after police raided a bridge club. Officers investigating suspected illegal gambling broke up the event on Monday. The players are not reported to have exchanged any money, but they are accused of having breached a Thai law which prohibits an individual from possessing more than 120 playing cards at any one time. Officers are said to have seized considerably more than two packs during the raid. BBC News.